Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. We're back again with our special guest, Sherman MacArthur, a great friend of ours. And he last week talked a lot about his life, and that's what I wanted him to do. And this time we're going to move forward with where he is now when he met his wife, Cindy. And Sherman, thank you for joining me in this and try to pick back up where we left off last time.
Well, I'm going to back up just a little bit in that I had my home, and I called it the man cave because it was me, and then the kids, Drew, my youngest son, would come spend every week. He spent every weekend with me, so we'd do father-son stuff every weekend, so it was cool. But I was teaching Sunday school. It was a small group, but I was teaching Lifetime Guarantee, Battlefield of the Mind, Andrew Womack teachings, and it was good. And then all of a sudden, this blonde showed up that I actually went to school with and all the way through high school. And she visited the Bible study. I just kind of, okay, that's cool. You know, I just really wasn't looking for another mate, even though I expected I probably would. But even after we went out a couple of times, she sat in the back and I sat in the front. I just wasn't ready to. I really, in my heart, I wanted to make sure I was doing what God's doing. Now, even with that said, I see many people, intimate couples, your emotions still get in the way of what God really wants you to do. But I was doing my darndest just say, okay, God, I'm all in. This is all you. Well, like I said, when Cindy and I started dating, she'd come over after work. We'd do supper. We'd watch a little TV or a Christian movie or something, and I'd send her home. I mean, 10 o'clock. You got to go home. I got to go to bed. I mean, I was a routine man. I still am. It, you know, nothing keeps me up because I love my mornings. I think morning times with the Word or with a good teaching is the best way to start a day. So 9 months later, I think, we were married, and now we have six wonderful kids, and all six of them are saved. Intimacy with my children is paramount, and they know where I stand. Even the girls, Cindy's girls, know how much I love them, and I'm just trusting God to move in their life, it's been an adventure, but still there's always these things that I see that are in your flesh, such as stubbornness. Or there was a time when I run a business. I'm self-employed. And there was a time in my life that I was so uptight that if one of the kids came in the office, I would explode and yell, and they were scared of me. And sorry about that.
That's fine. That's fine.
Elizabeth was scared of me. She's my only girl until I married Cindy. Now I've got three girls. But I went in her bedroom and I apologized to her. And I told her I was sorry for being so mean. And what I tell parents today, I said, a lot of times your problems are because you've never admitted your faults to your kids. And that's the start of spiritual maturity. It's telling your kids you blew it. Because if you think you're smart enough to raise your kids, you're pretty stupid.
That's right.
In Romans 8, there's a scripture, and we talked about it in Sunday school, about the mind of the flesh is death and the mind of the spirit is life. And if you look up flesh, it means carnal. It means you're a meathead. And I was talking to David in our Sunday school class, and we were sharing. He said, the meathead showed up. He started laughing because if you're in the flesh, If you think you're good enough to raise your kids, if you think you can be a good husband or a mate or a good employer, you better think twice. Because without the Spirit of God and dependency upon Him, you're going to fail. And that's why my relationship with our six kids is very intimate. I had one son, my second oldest, told me, he said, "Dad, I hate you. You've not been there for me." Now, this was when I was married to my second wife. And blended families do not work a lot of times. And I had allowed my flesh to limit the love that I showed to my first two kids. And my second oldest son, as a teenager, was going through lots of things. And people say, "Well, why is he having so much trouble?" I knew it was me, because he didn't have the father that he needed. When he had told me, he said, "I don't want anything to do with you." A little later on, I called him up and told him, I said, "I'm sorry I was such a lousy dad, and I love you, and I want to be a part in your life." He knew that I wanted to be his daddy. And now he'll call me up and say, "Dad, just want to tell you I love you."
Praise God.
God can restore what the canker has stolen. And all six of them, we just speak love to one another and appreciation and edification. Cindy and I, as we grow and mature together, we realize that we have to really trust the Lord with our kids because of the day and the time it is. But the word is setting me free. And here, one little word of advice. When you start trying to prepare what you're going to say to your kids, just throw it in the trash. You're wasting your time, because you're not going with your old words of wisdom, change your children into God-fearing. You just trust the Lord, love them, and then if the Lord opens the door to say something, then you just trust God to do it. But you start planning your days out. The Word of God says a man's days are ordered of the Lord. I plan my day, but my steps are ordered of the Lord. I run my business the same way. I go to work, I've got my schedule, and then whatever work I've got to do, the Lord has full reign to intrude. Now, before we end this thing, I want to let you know, this feller still has plenty of faults. I'm still dealing with employees. I'm still dealing with customers. I'm still dealing with the pressures of trying to get everything done. But the thing is, my little motto is, and I told a lady at Aldi, I said, I'm blessed, I'm learning to rest. And this woman always tells me, have a blessed day. And she knew what I was talking about. So that's my motto, is I am blessed. I'm blessed with a wonderful wife. I have six wonderful kids. I have a business that blows my mind that it's as big as it is, and then God's blessed it because I'm the seed of Abraham. But in that, I'm learning to rest with my wife, rest with my kids, rest with the business. And even in this interview, not knowing what was going to come out of my mouth, I'm learning to rest in it, because the Spirit of God does a lot better job than me trying to plan out every single thing I say and do. As far as the Word of God's concerned, it has to become paramount. Now, I realize Satan will try to persuade you or keep you too busy, but Jesus says, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, that's free in your body. That's free in your relationships. That's free in your emotions. That's free in your finances. So if we seek God first, we'll find Him. But sometimes you have to change your friends, change your environment. If you've been stuck somewhere and you're not maturing in Christ, it's time to move on. It's time to find a place that when you go in and you come out, you're so ready to go back in. And I'm talking about your average church. Not all of them. But if you're not walking out edified and excited about your Lord and Savior, your traditions, your family, all need to go, because life's too short to not live a victorious life. Because victory, Jesus, Paul said, we should live the exceedingly, abundantly, above. If you don't qualify, it's time to change. It's time to renew your mind to who you are in Christ, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. And the glory of God's the presence of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. And there's no other way, no amount of money, no amount of success. And like I told my son last night as we were on the phone, I said, I've had a tough week. I've allowed my emotions and my frustrations to get to me. Not that I've just gone out and done terrible sins, but I've allowed frustration to get in. I told him, I said, it was time for a GPS course correction. And once I got my mind back on who I was in Christ, that was my repentant time. I had a course correction and things are better. So it's almost as simple as that. It sounds too simple, but it is simple. A course correction is the word of God sown in your heart.
Wow. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sherman, for sharing with us from your heart. I mean, the anointing was on this, and I know people are receiving on so many different levels as we move more into talking about mind renewal at the end there. And I think we're going to do one more episode here and just let you talk about Romans 6 or just some key thoughts that you have that you've influenced us with and ministered to us with. So praise God. Thank you again for joining us. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.